Listener Juanita of Carolina Beach wrote, I seldom listen to HQR because I detest chatter radio, i.e. Talk of the Nation and Diane Rehm. And when I accidentally catch a smooth landing, I do not recognize this as my station. I do really enjoy Wait, Wait. That's my 2 cents for what it's worth. Listener Bill said a comment on a recent news story about a possible public access TV channel in Wilmington. His letter is too long to give in full here, but he raised several issues. First, he wondered if he had heard two different versions of the story at different times. The answer is no, and in keeping with our digital-first policy, all major news stories can be accessed on our website. If we make a substantive revision in a later version, we will make that clear. Secondly, Bill felt that we muddled the distinction between a government channel, which the city of Wilmington does have, and a public access channel, which it does not. Lastly, he felt our story's phrasing that the city's position is that it would be, quote, legally responsible for all content and operations, even if the channel was managed by an outside group, unquote, was misleading. To quote Bill, while given the responsibility by Congress to restrict obscenity, indecency, and commercialism, municipalities would otherwise not be held liable for content if they do not control content. Our purpose in running the brief story was not to offer a detailed legal analysis, but to let listeners know that a proposal would be coming before the City Council. We thank Bill for his comments and clarifications. This week's commentary by Annie Gray Johnston offered some tongue-in-cheek suggestions for helping seniors cope with getting old. Some listeners didn't find it funny. Dot Spencer wrote on our website, if you substituted the word blacks for seniors, would you have still aired the program? Just because we are old doesn't make us objects to be ridiculed. Lee from Kinston wrote, last Saturday night, as I stumbled to find some good Saturday night music, I came across your station. I love the programming so much, I purchased one of the songs on the program. Thank you for the nice music, and I hope to hear a lot more soon in the near future. Thank you, WHQR. CKJ Amon wrote, I have not enjoyed Prairie Home Companion or Car Talk for some time. They've just become too tired and repetitive to me, so I don't listen to WHQR when you broadcast them.
I just want to know, have you dropped the Metropolitan Opera broadcast on Saturday? If so, I'd like to know that. Thank you.
For this listener and others, the Metropolitan Opera's 2012-13 season will begin on Saturday, December 8th at 1 p.m., with Verdi's A Masked Ball, followed by Aida on the 15th. Kate Griffin wrote about a recent Cinematheque selection, Beasts of the Southern Wild. This movie was one of the 10 best movies that I've ever seen in my 72 years. Of course, the young girl was absolutely fantastic and deserves an Oscar. I will see this movie again and perhaps again. Now, along with the upcoming showing of The Untouchables, you have given us such gifts that I am more than grateful. Thank you so much. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. Please do fill out our listener survey at WHQR.org. We need several more entries to help make it the most useful it can be. You can also send us an email message to feedback@WHQR.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.